All right, you can stand with your Bible and we'll turn to Deuteronomy chapter number 5. And while you're finding your place there, just get you to stand, to stretch a little bit. I said something earlier about the Ten Commandments, and most of you probably know the Ten Commandments. If you don't know them in order, you probably know the gist of them. You may not know them word for word, but you know pretty much what the Ten Commandments are. Can I encourage you to teach your children the Ten Commandments? Teach your grandchildren the Ten Commandments. I think for so long we have kind of taken this position. Well, you know, you don't get to heaven by keeping the Ten Commandments. No, you don't. But you sure can live a good life on earth by keeping them. Keep the Ten Commandments. Amen. Teach your children. That's the basic truths of the law. I don't know how anyone, I'm just as serious as I know how to be. I don't know how anyone can have a problem with biblical teaching, in particular, the Ten Commandments. There's a lot of people that are just outcried. You know, they're upset that we want babies to live. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to. And they're just mad. Well, we don't care what your God says. Well, one day they will. I hope that it'll be sooner than later, number one. Number two, there's so much good about God's Word. Just keep the Ten Commandments. You know, our country would be far better off if the one we're going to talk about tonight, it just sounds real simple to me. Thou shalt not kill. Don't be killing people. You know, what's wrong with that? Don't be killing people. Right? All right, preacher, that's easy. I don't know. About 25,000 homicides just in America last year. Did you know? I didn't know this, so I started doing some research. Letting you stretch your legs, so I'll just give you some facts. There's two times more suicides in America than they are homicides. I didn't know that. That is disturbing. Now, they're both disturbing. The fact that someone would just randomly kill someone, take their life. God said, thou shalt not kill. God means that. That's just not ink on a page. That's a commandment from the God of heaven. Thou shalt not kill. But it's disturbing that a person would take their own life. You know, when I was younger, I remember someone in my community taking their life, and I remember what the talk was as a little boy. They said, well, he ended it all. No, he didn't. See, I thought he did. I heard that, and I thought, yeah, okay, he did. But he didn't. It sure didn't end for his family, who were trying to pick up the broken pieces and move on with their life. Right? The heartache and the heartbreak and the sorrow. But all doesn't end at death. So that's a fallacy of many people's thinking. He ended it all. No, it is appointed unto man once to die. Now listen carefully. And after this. See, it doesn't end there. No matter how you leave this world, it doesn't end there. All right? Now I feel for people that get to that place and that state in their lives, and I think there ought to be a lot of attention given. But so you know, this thing of killing, thou shalt not kill. Guard your children's heart. Are you looking at Deuteronomy? Just for a moment, I want you to look over. We're going to be in chapter 5, but I want you to look over at chapter number 6. After the Ten Commandments, by the way, the Ten Commandments are given in two places in particular in their entirety in the Old Testament, in Exodus chapter 20, and then here again in Deuteronomy, which is kind of like the second or the restating of the law. And so here's these Ten Commandments, and here's Moses telling these people, he's in verse number 6 of chapter 6, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. I think that we say, well, I know I shouldn't kill. Well, good, teach your children that. Look at verse number 7. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. I know I shouldn't steal. Good, teach your children. Well, I know I shouldn't commit adultery. Good, teach your children. I know I shouldn't lie. Good, teach your children. Isn't that what the Bible's saying? It is. Listen, when I learn something from God, when I get something down, when God reveals a truth and I begin to make it practical in my life, that's not the end of it. See, a lot of folks, and I want you to listen, then we're going to read the scripture, and I'm going to give you just a few things. Probably tonight I'm just going to tell you what this commandment is not. All right? Because there's a lot of confusion about the shortest commandment of them all. This is the shortest commandment. Thou shalt not kill. It's the shortest one. And there's just so much confusion about it. How can you get confused about this? It's a lack of knowledge of the Word of God. It is. But I just think that we're in a bad place in our society. In a bad place. I think about where our young people are and the things that they face, and we've almost gotten to the place where we think, well, you know, I want to let them think for themselves. Well, I'm not opposed to allowing children to think for themselves, but can I tell you something? Somebody's going to teach them how to think. As a parent, you better get busy, because if you don't, someone else will. Amen. That's right. You teach, the Bible says here in verse number 7, and thou shalt teach them diligently. It also says train in the book of Proverbs. You need to be training and teaching your children. And I know that many of you are, if not all of you, okay? So this is not anything new. I'm just reminding you. Stay on top of this, all right? The devil wants you to get busy about things that at the end of the day won't mean a whole lot. There's not very much that you can do in your life that's more important than teaching and training your children. Say amen there, right there with me. It's very important. Very important. So we think that, well, I know that. Some people think it ends there. It doesn't end there. Well, I know that, and I do that. It doesn't even end there. I know that, I do that, and I'm going to share that. Right? It doesn't end with you just doing it. Share it. Teach it. Impart it into someone's life. We're going to read just one verse of Scripture, verse 17 of chapter 5. Is your leg stretched enough now? Are you longing to sit down? Okay. Then I timed it perfectly. Deuteronomy chapter 5. Look, if you would, in verse number 17. This is the sixth commandment. This is where we are in our going through of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. You know, when I first read that, I think, why would God have to tell us not to kill? You know, sin does heinous things to us, doesn't it? Sin has left its mark on our life. God knows. And so while you may be here and you say, well, preacher, I wouldn't even consider that. Well, now be careful now. Be careful. We're going to talk about that. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. I love your word. I love it. And I sure am thankful for it. I need it. God, I need your word. And I thank you for the word of God. I'm thankful that I know that I know, in the very core of my being, that I have the Word of God. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to love your Word and to look to your Word and to live your Word, to share your Word, to obey your Word. I pray that your Word would be at the center of every decision that we make. God, would you help us to do that? I pray you'd teach us about this commandment. Lord, I pray you'd give us some truths and some thoughts that would help us to rethink some things and to refocus on the importance of the Word of God. And we will thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. You may be seated. Well, I just felt like that I needed to do this. I want you to go back into verse number 7. And we're just going to kind of take a look, just in brevity, okay? It's been a while since we looked at these, at the Ten Commandments. Commandment number one is found in verse number 7, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Teach your children that. Live that. Live that, right? Teach your children. You practice this. No other gods. No other gods. Then look at verse number 2. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. The second commandment. Don't let idolatry come between you and God. So the first commandment, just one God. Well, now, that's not what the world believes. It really, and I don't say this, and I say it just as sincere as I know how, it doesn't matter what the world believes. It doesn't even matter what I believe when it comes to God's Word. The final authority is not what some preacher says. The final authority is what thus saith the Scripture. And God says there's one God. And he's it. You say, that's not good grammar. Good theology, though. Amen. So God is the one true and living God, the God of heaven, the creator God. Number two, don't make any graven images. Don't be bowing down to images. Don't let idolatry creep into your life. Commandment number three, thou shalt not, verse number 11, take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Now you be careful how you use the name God. Amen. You be careful. God's last name is not Damn. That's right. And you be careful how you frivolously and flippantly use that holy name. I have some conviction that you probably think would be strange, but I would never have the name of Jesus on a bumper sticker. Now, if you do, I'm not. Now, listen, me and you's different, okay? If you do, that's you, all right? I'm strange about things. I am. I don't even like anything to sit on top of my Bible. I find myself doing it that way sometimes, and I'll just walk over and rearrange it and say, God, I'm sorry. When I'm taking notes, I can scribble. I mean, I can scribble, all right? But when I come to the name of Jesus, I stop and slow down. I want to make sure it's just as neat as I can write. You say, you're strange. Well, I didn't told you that. Oh, listen, I don't want to take the name of the Lord my God in vain. I don't want to do it, not by the things I say, not by the things I do. I don't want to live in a way that would bring a reproach against the name of Christ. And I don't think you do either. So let's be careful now about taking the name of the Lord our God in vain. You know, sometimes when you hurt yourself or sometimes when you do. I was challenged the day after I got saved. I got saved on a Sunday at home. I wasn't at church. Went to work on a Monday. And I was working in a truss building, a truss fabricating company. And I hit my thumb with a hammer, and I'm telling you right now, I was used to saying some things, and I thought, wow, I'm going to have to come up with some new things to say when I hit my thumb with a hammer, because those things came to my mind. Yeah, and one of them was, and I'm ashamed of it. I'm ashamed of it. It was God's name in vain. I'm ashamed of that. I don't want to take the name of the Lord in vain. I don't think you do either. What a name. That name is to be honored. That name is to be reverenced. I did it in my ignorance. And I know God has forgiven me, but I sure am sorry that I did it. And I don't ever want to take the name of the Lord. I don't want to take his name in vain. I don't think you do either. But you know, the old devil will try to bring some things, right? He'll try to bring some things on you into your remembrance to do and say some things you shouldn't say and do that would use God's name in vain. So you be careful. Number four, the fourth commandment in verse number 12, keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work. Well, I tell you, America's gone crazy. The whole world's gone crazy. There was a day when I was growing up. Now listen, my family didn't honor it, but I knew it. I had a grandmother who honored it. And there was many people who used to honor the Lord's Day. You know, the first day of the week rarely was called Sunday when I was a boy growing up. It was called the Lord's Day. I can remember when businesses, people that was not Christian, I worked for a man who cussed like a sailor. He was a mean somebody, you know. He taught me a lot of good things in life, though, about work ethic. And he wouldn't open on Sunday if you'd have threatened his life. That's just the way things used to be. Now, many of you remember that. And here the Bible says, 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. You say, well, a preacher, that's for the Old Testament. Well, you think taking the name of the Lord thy God in vain is? There's some variations on these. You read the Sermon on the Mount. I understand that. I've read my Bible. I know what's going on here. God doesn't want you working on his day. Amen. Yeah. It's even good for the body, for rest. People need rest. Don't they? You say, I don't need rest. Oh, yes, you do. You need rest. Your body needs rest. Fasting is scriptural. It is. You say, now, wait a minute. Can we get back to that 6 day? Fasting is scriptural. Listen, God knows your body, your digestive system. We need rest. 6 days thou shalt labor and do, what's that next word in verse number 13? All. There used to be a saying, if you can't get it done in six, seven's not going to help you. Right? That shakes some folks up. It doesn't shake me up. We just need to get back to these Ten Commandments. Make us a better people. Well, let's get on down to verse number 15 where he said, and remember now, when you're thinking about your work and you're thinking about God and who God is. He said in verse number 15, remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commandeth thee to keep the Sabbath day. You remember when you were under bondage and labor, and when you were in slavery, and God set you free. Now you have a choice. I don't have a choice. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do. Everyone does. That's right. Verse number 16. Honor thy father and thy mother. What a wonderful commandment. What a wonderful commandment. You know, we're living in a country that no longer honors their father and their mother. Could I encourage you, if nothing else, you say, well, preacher, you just don't know what I come from. Well, I don't. You're right. But can I tell you, do something like this. If you can't look back, I don't know what you've been through, but train your children to honor you. You say, well, I was, maybe, you know, I've talked to people who their own father violated them. Listen, that's a hard one. You listening to me? Their own mother left them, abandoned them. That's a hard one. You say, I have a real problem with that commandment there in verse number 16. Well, let me tell you a good way you can apply it. Teach your children to honor you. Give your children someone to honor. Amen. Amen. God's word is always applicable. You can always apply God's word. We may not all be able to apply it in the same way. We're going to talk about that a little bit when we get to the seventh commandment, or the sixth one. Look, if you would, in verse 17. Thou shalt not kill. Now, we're going to come back to that one. Neither shalt thou commit adultery. Thou shalt not commit adultery. That's the seventh commandment. Look at the eighth commandment in verse number 19. Neither shalt thou steal. Shouldn't steal. These are just good moral principles. Amen. What parent in their right mind wouldn't want to teach their children these things? And yet we have school systems who say, take them out. Right? Don't bring your Bible to school. Well, they started bringing guns to school now. Yeah. So, well, that's the NRA's fault. No, listen, I don't want to get off on that. Let me tell you something. The day that America said no to God, she got into deep trouble. The day that we said take God out of school, take God out of the public place, amen, America got in trouble. And here we are. You blame it on the church, you can blame it on a preacher, you can blame it on NRA, you can blame it on anything that you want to blame it on. But deep down in your heart, you know what the blame is. The blame is saying no to God and shaking your fist in heaven's face and saying, we're going to do it our way. Well, we have. And here we are. Here we are. Kids killing kids. God said, thou shalt not kill. We got parents killing their own children. Children killing their parents. Husbands killing their wives. Wives killing their husbands. People just randomly shooting strange people. Listen, don't even know a person. Someone they've never even met. They just drive by and shoot people. So we need more legislation on gun control. No, we need to start preaching the Bible. Amen. We got to get those guns out of the criminals' hands. You'll never do that. All you're going to do is get them out of good people's hands. Somebody say amen with me now. Listen, I'm not bowing down to this woke crowd. I'm not bowing down to that. We know what's right. Stand up for it, amen. Stand up for it. Don't you bow down to that woke crowd, this gun-grabbing, liberal, critical race theory crowd. Listen, you don't bow down to that. You don't have to bow down to that. You stand firm. We're Christians. We believe this book. This book's always right. Now, don't do it mean. You say, well, you sound mean. Well, I don't mean to be mean. I'm just angry. Who are you angry at? I'm angry at the devil. This is about time God's people got some righteous indignation about him. Stood up and said, hey, listen, we have a say-so too. Don't we? Amen. He said here in verse number 18, verse number 19, thou shalt not steal. I remember a day. The last thing I'd have done when I stole something was went home and told my mama about it. Hey, man, oh, no. Folks have no shame anymore. Stealing. Well, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. I hope to God there's no one in the congregation or someone joining by live stream tonight that's okay with your children stealing. I don't think so now. Stealing is, listen, that is a sin against God. Teach your children not to steal. If it's not yours, leave it alone. Amen. Don't you take something that belongs to someone else. Look at verse number 20. Neither shalt thou, this is the ninth commandment, neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor. In other words, thou shalt not bear false witness. No lying. Teach your children not to lie. But practice it first. Yeah. You say, preacher, you think man has a hard time with lying? We all have a hard time with lying. That's right. So I don't battle with it. You sure? You're probably lying to yourself now. Yeah. Yeah. It's real, brethren. Sin is real. And these Ten Commandments, God expects us, listen, God expects us to honor these, not to get to heaven, but to be a good testimony for Christ. And then finally he said in verse number 21, the 10th commandment, neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field, his manservant or his maidservant, his ox, his ass, or anything that is in thy neighbor's or is thy neighbor's. In other words, thou shalt not covet. Well, America's eat up with this, covetousness. Always wanting something that belongs to someone else. You be thankful for what God gave you. And I'll be thankful for what God gave me. And I tell you, that's a good way to live life. So let's back up now and talk about this, thou shalt not kill. What's that mean, preacher? Well, I told you, first of all, I'm going to tell you what it doesn't mean. I'm going to tell you what it doesn't mean. We have some mixed up people in our country in particular. All right? In our country in particular. First of all, it doesn't mean that you can't kill animals. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Done lost some of you. Turn back now, if you would, to Exodus. Exodus chapter number 20. This is the first giving of the Ten Commandments. Exodus chapter 20. Now, somebody's saying right now, well, preacher, you don't love animals. No, I don't. I don't love animals. I love my wife. I love my children. That's right. But I don't love animals. However, before you turn me completely off, I believe the scripture teaches that a righteous man, I mean, Proverbs, now you're turning to Exodus chapter 20, but I'm going to quote you Proverbs chapter number 12 and verse number 10. A righteous man regardeth his beast, the life of his beast. See, I believe if you have an animal, you ought to take very good care of it. That's right. I'm not for animal abuse. Actually, I can't think of much abuse that I could put my stamp of approval on in any way. So I'm not for animal abuse. That's one of the reasons I don't own an animal. I don't have time for an animal. And I mean that when I say it. I just don't. I barely got time for my children. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Some of you looked at me like, wow. I just don't. And I have been neighbors. I actually got rid of a dog one time because, you know what, I wasn't doing him justice. Sharon and I got married. Somebody gave us a Doberman Pinscher. And so we had the dog, and I just said, look, we got to get rid of this dog. We're always gone, and we're not here, and I'm not going to do this dog this way. It's not right. So I got rid of it. I have watched people, and listen, if you do this, I'm going to challenge you tonight. I'm going to challenge you. If you chain your animal up and leave it outdoors all the time, very rarely spend time with it, feed it just whenever you get time, you need to give that dog someone to take care of it. Amen. So don't leave here saying, well, that preacher hates animals. No, I just don't love them. Like some people love them. I love human beings. I love Jesus. Amen. I love my God. But I don't love animals, but I don't hate them. Okay? And I just think people ought to take care. If you're going to have an animal, take care of your animal. That's right. If you have a horse, take care of your horse. Say amen with me. If you have a dog, take care of your dog. If you have a cat, well, you shouldn't have a cat. What is it with people? If I'd have said that about dogs, I'd been getting emails. You know, you sorry preacher. You say that about cats, and boy, there are people, that's so funny. Hey, it doesn't mean you don't kill animals. Okay? Thou shalt not kill. True story now. When I moved to Virginia, I managed a couple of pest control companies. One of them was in Harrisonburg, one of them was in Charlottesville. And I did some work for JMU. So the dietitian called me up and she said, listen, we have a problem and I want you to come over and take a look at this problem. I said, okay. I said, what is the problem? She said, well, I'd rather not discuss it by phone. I said, well, I'd rather not drive over there until I find out what the problem is. She said, well, and she did this. She said, it's rats. I said, what? She said, it's rats. I said, did you say rats? She said, yeah, it's rats. Okay, so you have rats. I'll come over and take a look at it. So word had leaked out that they had rats. And I kid you not, I pulled up, and I'm in, you know, the truck that had the company name on it. And there were about, I don't know, three or four, maybe four or five people, college students, and they had signs, thou shalt not kill. I thought, oh, boy, here we go. Here we go. You know. And I thought, how am I going to get through this? You know, I mean, are they going to try to block me from getting in there to kill the rats? You know those things that are big proponents of the bubonic plague and they spread disease everywhere they go. God forbid you to kill them little rascals. So I got in, and I did an evaluation. I gave her kind of a scope of service. She said, I want you to take care of it. She said, but I got a request for you. And I said, okay. She said, when you come back, she said, I want you to drive around to the back in your service vehicle. I don't want you to park out front. I said, okay. I said, will somebody be here to let me in? She said, yeah. I said, is this about what's going on out front? She said, yes. She said, this will get worse. And I said, okay. You know, so I did what she requested, and I exterminating some rats. Are you in Exodus 20? Can I tell you God didn't breathe into the breath of a horse, the breath of life? Now, please listen to me. I want to help you here. Okay? I've already said that you ought to regard the life of a beast, all right? You ought to take care of your animals. But now if you have to kill one, kill it. Okay? I tried to kill a dog one time. I did. It just didn't die until the next day. Because he went crazy. He smelled blood, he went crazy. And he was killing my brother, Brandon's dad, who was at his house. And he's killing his cat, and he would probably turn on one of the children. He was mad. And I mean, he had lost it. He got the smell of blood, and it was a chow. I took a fire poker and done everything I could to kill him. You say, well, I think less of you. You wouldn't if you'd have been there. See, you might have to kill one day to tax your child. And if you do, drop it just like that. And don't look back. Just like that. That's right. You say, I don't think I could do that. Well, if it's got your child's neck in its mouth and you don't, there's something wrong with you. Chapter 20 of the book of Exodus. Look down, if you would, at verse number 24. You say, well, now, preacher, I'm against that. Well, see if you're against this. Verse number 24, an altar of earth. I mean, Exodus 20, verse 24. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shalt sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings, thy peace offerings, thy... What's the next word? Think it's okay to kill sheep? God does. I'm just saying. Oxen. Let's read on. Sheep and thine what? Oxen. Think it's okay? Could I tell you, I could turn through the scripture and show you where God says it's okay to do that. Okay? It's okay to kill fish and then eat them. That's right. Oh, I know what this woke culture, listen, I know how people's been influenced. Oh, we can't kill the animals. They're creatures of God. God never breathed into an animal's life the breath of life. God preserved that for man. Man's created in God's image and after his likeness now. Now, I'm not saying, now listen, somebody's going to leave here and say, that's it. Every dog I see now, I'm going to run off the road to kill it because the preacher said I could do it. Now, wait a minute. Hold it. Hold it right there. I said that if there's a cause, if there's a just cause, it's okay. Animals are not humans. Amen. So thou shalt not kill is not don't kill an animal. So if you ever come to me with that, you better have your steel-toed shoes on. Because I don't play this stuff. This woke culture, by the grace of God, is not going to influence me. And I want to encourage you not to let it influence you. Don't you let these liberals influence you. An animal is not on the same plane as a human being. And all God's people said, amen. I'm telling you, it's creeping in, brethren. It's creeping in. Slowly, but surely. Now, so it's not killing an animal. Again, if there's a just cause, God had a just cause. They were for offerings. If a dog attacks or a dog goes mad, the dog gets rabies, you need to do something about it. All right? You need to do something about it. And so I just want to encourage you. There's times where you have to lay animals down. I've done it. I've seen my uncle do it. I don't like to do it. I don't like to be a part of it. But there's just times when things happen to animals that to allow that animal to continue to live would be wrong suffering when you could just go ahead and lay the animal down. I realize it's not popular, but I don't preach what's popular. I preach what's true. And so thou shalt not kill was not talking about animals. Okay? All right. Number two, something else that thou shalt not kill is not. It's not saying thou can't have war. You ready for this? Did God command the children of Israel to go to war? Did he? Is there ever a time that you might have to take somebody's life? I hope you never have to do that. I hope you never have to do that. Is there anyone in here that has people in the military or in the law enforcement? Raise your hand. You say, I have a family member or someone close to me. Okay. Yes. You know, that individual may be called upon to take another life. They may be called upon to do that. It will come down to their life or the other person's life. All right? Now, I want to give you some things that I have come up with as I've studied the scripture, and I hope you'll either write them down or keep them in your mind. You may be put in a situation like this. I remember one night, Sharon and I were in bed, and I'll share this quickly. We were in bed at 2 o'clock in the morning. Meredith was a baby. Our oldest was a baby. And we heard this noise at 2 o'clock in the morning. I woke up, and I thought, Did I dream that was a noise, or was that a real noise? And so I lay back down, and I heard it again. So I sit up in my bed and I look through our door, and there was the window in the living room was there, and I saw a shadow at that window, and I thought, whoa, what's going on here? So I had a 9mm pistol, and I got it. And I went, and as I got closer into the living room, now listen, my heart was beating. I mean, you know, it was just, adrenaline was flowing. And I saw this shadow, and it was outside of Meredith's window. Listen, I hope every father in here would just say with me, you go messing my, listen, you talked about me as much as you want to. You probably push me around a little bit. Now, you start talking about my children, you start endangering the life of my children, the 9mm's coming out. I mean, you say, well, I wouldn't say that if I was a preacher. That's why God has me up here and you sitting out there. I'm not going to put up with it, brethren. Not going to do it. So I looked out, and I seen a figure standing right there under my daughter's window. And I thought, what in the world? 2:00 in the morning. So I cracked the door open, and I showed him the gun. All right, I turned the porch light on, cracked the door open, and turned the light on. I stuck the gun out, and I looked out, and I said, hey, have gun, we'll shoot. All right? And he started speaking like this French stuff. I said, I'm not making fun of French. I can't. And I thought, what in the world? Whoa, whoa. And he started walking toward me. And so I just stepped out, and I said, ho, right there, ho. No come here. You know, whatever. Amen. Stop. In the name of the law. Amen. And I don't think he saw the gun until I stepped out. And by that time, I reached back in. I said, Sharon, call 911. Right? You say, preacher, would you have shot him? I'm so glad I didn't. Okay? He was lost. I don't mean spiritually. He's just driving around. He got lost. His car ran out of gas up the road. He walked back down because our house was next to the church that I pastor. And he was pecking on my daughter's window. I said, whoa, man. I don't know how they do it over in France, but that don't go here. You will get killed. The police showed up, and the police told me, he said, he asked me some questions, and I said, look, I'm sorry this happened. Now, I said all that to say, I'm just 100% sure, I just know, I would have shot him. I don't want to shoot anybody. I'm not a violent person. But people, listen, there may be a time when you get put in a situation where you have no other alternative. It's either you or them. Can I tell you, the scripture says that if a man is going to shed innocent blood, his blood's required of him. Read Genesis chapter 9. I'm for the death penalty. Yes. Yes. Why? This book is. See, we've allowed this woke, easy, soft, these snowflake people. Listen, I hope they all get saved. Don't think I don't like them now. I love their soul. I want to see them get saved. But they're not causing me to back off what this book teaches. This book is right. Yes. That's right. So he said, sometimes you have to go to war. So this is when it says, thou shalt not kill. It's not saying, don't kill animals. Now you can't go around just randomly killing animals. But you haven't broken a commandment if you killed an animal for a just cause. Okay? Killing an animal is not the same as killing a human being. That's right. Now, I'm going to make a statement, and I don't mean this to be mean, but there are some human beings that are animals. That's right. And I'm not going to get into detail with that, but I think you know what I'm talking about. An individual, a serial killer that's out to do nothing but just kill and wreak havoc on people. I got to tell you right now, you better change the way you think. If you think, well, you know, I'm just going to let it happen and whatever. You know, if somebody comes in my home, I'm just going to trust God. I did too. I trusted him the whole time I was buying that weapon. And I'll trust that when I pull the trigger, the right thing will happen. Yeah. You say, I don't like that, preacher. Well, you know what? You got to protect yourself. Now, will God protect us? Yes. And God's given us clear mind. So number one, you write it down. What is, does this not mean thou shalt not kill? It does not mean that you don't kill animals if there's a just cause. So God's not going to hold that against you now. All right? He's not. God said it was okay for animal sacrifice. God told Peter, and listen, read Acts chapter 10. He said, kill them animals and eat them. Right? Yeah. Now, I'm not for inhumane, I'm not for treatment of animals. But I eat steak. I don't eat steak, preacher. Well, okay. You don't know what you're missing. So it doesn't mean don't kill animals. Number two, it doesn't mean that war, all war is wrong. Some war is wrong. America has been on the wrong side of some things in that department, in my opinion. Okay? You don't just go to war to go to war. War should be an absolute last result. Right? You should try everything else you can. But you cannot, listen, you cannot allow people to endanger the things that are God-given without taking a stand and saying, listen, I don't want it to come to this. The Bible teaches, write it down, Romans chapter 12, verse number 18, as much as life in you is, if it be possible, live peaceable with all men. I want to live peaceable, if it's possible. But now if it's not, well, now we have to go to another plateau here. We got to take care of this, right? Absolutely. You protect your family. All right? So I think I'm going to just close right here. All right? There's been times that some things have happened. Genocide. Extermination. There's just been some times that some things have happened that, well, people had to go to war to protect themselves. And I want to bring that down to a personal level in your home. You say, well, I don't own a firearm. I don't intend on owning a firearm. That's okay. I'm not trying to talk you into doing that. But I will say this. I'm responsible to protect that woman right there. And since that lady right there lives in my home, I'm responsible for those two ladies right there. And it would do someone very well not to come to my home now, try and inflict danger on our family. I don't want that. I don't want that. I love the elderly, even though Brother Davis said I'm an old man. I love those older than me. I love the elderly that cannot protect themselves. I love children. I love ladies. If a child or a lady were to be leaving this church tonight and some animal of a human being were to pull up and try to abduct them or some craziness, I sure hope to heaven that us men would not stand around with our arms out like, what do we do? What do we do? You know what to do. Have at it. Now that's right, brethren. We are men, and we have been called upon to protect the women and children. That's right. So now I just don't know if I do that. Well, someone grabbed your wife now. I'm telling you, that's you have to protect. God has given us that responsibility. So I want you to stand. Thou shalt not kill. So, well, that means you don't kill any animals. Well, I don't think you ought to go out and just, listen, I don't think you just ought to go out and just start killing animals for no cause, no purpose at all. I don't even hunt. I don't. And I realize some of you do. And I think hunting is good if you eat what you kill or if you give it to others to eat. I just believe that way. I do. I just believe it ought to be a cause if you're going to kill an animal. You don't just do it just to do it. All right? Don't just do it to do it. There might be a time you have to lay a dog down. That's right. Nothing wrong with that. So that thou shalt not kill does not mean that. All right? I know people that are so warped. And so, yeah, there's an ant. You know what I do? How many of you have heard the sound? That's me squishing an ant. I'm telling you, there's people. We live in a world now. We live in a world now. All right, someone's probably watching. I'm going to get hate mail about this. That's how crazy our world is. I can't believe you'd kill that ant. I'll kill them all. Stay out of my kitchen. Amen. Stay out of my food. That's right. Cockroaches, I kill them all. Spiders, oh, they're good. They're good. They're good insects. Thou shalt not kill does not mean that. God breathed into the nostrils of man the breath of life. We're the only ones that's created after God's image. We're going to talk about that now when we talk about what it does mean. So what it doesn't mean, and I had to do this because the world's going just, I mean, really, just crazy about this stuff. You can't kill an animal. Sure you can. If there's a need, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, all war is wrong. Who told you that? Somebody's misinforming you. There is a time. Read Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There's time of war, time for peace. Time to kill, time to heal. Read it. It's right there in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There's just a time that we have to protect. I sure am glad that our forefathers said, let's go to war, boys. Amen. Amen. That's right. We're getting ready to celebrate the birthday of America. I'm glad some men with some backbone said, let's do this. Amen. Yeah. And so now we got these little jellyfish spine folks saying, well, you know, we're going to live by this right here. Not being mean, not being mean, just being straight. This right here is what we want to live by. And so it does not mean not kill animals. It doesn't mean that there's not a cause for war sometimes. You might have to protect yourself, protect those you love. That's right. Now next week, the Lord willing, we'll talk about what it does mean. It means you can't walk around like some sharp shooting cowboy just shooting anything you want to shoot because you feel like shooting it. It doesn't mean that at all. That's right. It means that you need to realize God has a sanctity on human life. Right? That's right. Let's bow our heads together.